Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron Julia Fulco Peron there with Not So Fast. And I want to welcome to the studio Jacqueline Anderson. Good morning.
Morning, Aaron.
So on to Whangaroa Writers' World. We had the pop-up bookshop last year. And is this was this inspired by that experiment? It was kind of an experiment, wasn't it?
It totally was an experiment. We had the gallery empty. It had been empty for a little while and there was something that was coming up, I think, and it was Shona that sort of said, oh, we should do something like this. There's a lot of cool writers around here. We should have a pop-up, pop-up bookstore. And we're like, yeah, that's a great idea. So we literally had a volunteer who had, you know, a few hours up her sleeve. It was Helen, actually, who was able to. I said to Helen, what do you think about this idea? And she's like, yeah. I said, well, do you reckon you'd be able to organise it? And she's like, yeah. I said, you got a week to do it? She's like, yeah, sure. I said, here's a list of the writers that we know that are in Raglan.
Yeah.
We know that there's a heap more. And actually contacted Sarah Johnson. And
yes.
And Sarah...
that's right, Belinda just goes through, opens the door and then comes back through again. She's about to do her NEO classes. Morning, Belinda.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a train station in the studio.
Yeah, and then we connected with Sarah Johnson.
Yes.
And she's a local writer for children's books. And, yeah, and she was totally on board with it as well. So she helped as well connect us with... you know,
Other authors,
illustrators and publishers. And we just sort of said, basically, yeah, you've got a week. So we pretty much winged it. And it was really, really successful. We didn't have any systems or processes in place. We sort of made it up as we went along. And but, yeah, everyone sort of, yeah, came on board. And Helen did a great job of organising it. And, yeah, from that we just sort of thought, oh, where can we take this? What can we do next?
Yeah.
And so Sarah and I did a bit more brainstorming afterwards, and we sold quite a lot of books as well
for the local authors
that participated. I think there was about 18 authors that participated at the time, and which was awesome because it said they only really had a couple of days' notice. Like, hey, do you want to be part of this? Like, what? It's like, yeah, what? Yeah, okay. You need to drop your books down like today. Yeah, okay.
You got some? Yeah,
you got some. And then so, yeah, after that we sort of did a post-review and just realised that, well, this is something we can build on and we can put a bit more structure around it and, you know, it's potential to get some funding for it too as well.
Mm.
And so, yeah, so we did a bit of a project sort of work out of what we thought it might look like and, yeah, applied for some funding last year, in the late half of last year. And, yeah, we were, thanks to, again, Waikato District Council Creative Communities, they gave us some funding. And then we also went to Raglan Community Board as well. And they also gave us some additional funding. And with that, combined with that, there's still some more funding sponsorship that we need to look at for what we're wanting to do, because with any event or project, you end up having this massive wish list, you know, like we want a Readers Writers Festival, we want to do this and do that.
Yeah, you could go
everything.
To town, yeah.
Yeah, but it's, so it's all about just bringing it back into what's achievable and then building on that. And we sort of think, you know, creating some foundations and building on that, and then who knows what next year and the following years afterwards.
Yeah, well, you found with it, I'm looking at the names. I didn't know any of those names as authors in this community.
Yeah.
Not that I should know everyone who's doing everything, but I know a lot of the writers in town, and there's a whole bunch of, well, maybe I just wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, yeah. No, and this is the whole purpose of it, because, you know, we did also at the end of the year, it was right for December, we did a call out, you know, like to anyone that was a writer or author to sort of, because we only had a small number, I think it was about 18 on our database, and so you called out. And, yeah, we've got over 31 authors, publishers, illustrators, bloggers, writers, poets, and there's still more that I know that actually we haven't been able to connect with. But, yeah, that just came forward and said, yeah, I want to be a part of this. And who would know? Like, yeah, as you said, they're just, everyone's just underground and doing, you know, and writing can be quite solitary.
Yes.
You know, as a thing. So this is about... this program is all about bringing writers, these authors and everyone together to, yeah, be able to connect, network amongst themselves too as well, and, yeah, and provide opportunities for that writing space.
I mean, the last local writer I'm stumbled across was just met them at trivia night at the hotel one night, Sebastian Wells, and he'd written a sci-fi book. So I got him in for an interview because I happened to meet him, but that's, you know, you can't rely on random casually meeting people like that.
Yes.
You know, a friend of a friend sort of thing.
Yeah.
So so we talked to Lance King yesterday, and he's doing his talk. He's the first one Thursday. Are you having an opening, or are you just banging straight into it with Lance talking tomorrow night?
Yeah. So, yeah, we're sort of – this is our first one that we're running. We've put aside a few dates, which I can talk about later for the rest of the year. But, yeah, the idea is that the it'll be – the program is all about – you know, having book launches, author, illustrator talks, workshops, seminars, writers, resident drop-in sessions, and everything else as well, as long along running alongside the pop-up sort of like gallery shop, which so we people, open 10 till 2.
So from tomorrow, from Thursday?
From Thursday evening, Lance is kick-starting it off.
Yes.
With his talk,
yeah,
which you interviewed on him last night. So he's doing a talk on... discussion. He's doing a discussion on courage, resilience, and failing well.
He says he'll be doing a talk, and then there'll be questions. Like that's the way he kind of views it.
Yeah.
So yeah, and so especially he was saying it's, you know, good stuff for your kids to how to cope with getting marks and feeling like they've failed, and actually what to do with that failing well, which is something that we don't know how to do. We just try to avoid failure. So I thought,
that's
something people might well be interested in.
Yeah, totally. And it's about parenting in today's, you know, post-COVID digital age as well, which is, I'm sure, as parents is quite difficult to navigate to as well.
Well, it's constantly changing, and only your kids really know what's going on out there.
Yeah, in that digital world.
Yes.
So, so that's going to be a really interesting discussion, and that's at 7 o'clock tomorrow. And then on Friday, we've got Steve Horn, and Steve Horn is a teacher, and he's a Raglan writer, and he's also a blogger. And he's going to be – you're going to interview Steve as well, I believe.
Yeah, tomorrow morning,
So I won't talk too much about his, but he's going to talk about his writing journey, what helped him, what didn't, about getting published and effective marketing. He's also got a book out called The Trouble with Twins, which is now on its third reprint.
Is he a twin, or did he have twins in
his
family?
He is. I believe he is.
Twin.
I think he's one of the twins. So.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. And then we've got Anne Neville. Anne Neville is also actually project championing on behalf of the Raglan Community Arts Council this program with me.
Yeah.
So Anne is a accomplished publisher, and she also just writes, and she's very connected too as well with her past career.
So she's got – is this a full weekend workshop that she's running?
Yeah, and so as part of this as well, so she's helping – she's going to be leading, developing the other future programs too as well, and organising speakers and everything else too as well. But Anne's one that she's talking about is on Saturday and Sunday, and she is doing – a two-session workshop, which will be – it's for students 11 years plus, and it's they can actually come along and learn how to write and illustrate their own book.
So that's for 11-year-olds up to, like school age or beyond?
11-plus years. It's more for – it's for students.
Yeah. Actually, if you were 20, you probably wouldn't go to something that had 11-year-olds in it.
But we are, you know, as part of all of this, we did a brainstorming session too as well, and invited, you know, people along to give us some ideas of what they wanted to see as part of the program.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of that was – you know, there's going to be writing. We want to do writing workshops for adults. We want to do, you know, like essay competitions. We want to do workshops too as well on writers' mythologies and processes. There's lots of other events, like a 48-hour writing event. You know how there's a 48-hour film festival?
Okay.
So you could look at doing a 48-hour writing event. We're wanting to look at building like a schedule of around International Poetry Day. So doing something on spoken word and poetry. I think it's about mid-year, end of year. I'm not sure when that is. But this is part of what we're looking at now, developing for the year ahead. And we want to also look at developing a mentoring buddy system for beginner writers too as well. Because there's a lot of people out there in Raglan that have like, I want to write a book, you know, like as part of their... You know, when one day when they retire or when they've got time, you know, there is a lot of... So it's about being able to support that community as well.
Yeah, I know someone who wants to write a story about their life, which has been very interesting
and
somewhat alarming at times, but ends in... ends positively.
Yes.
Well, hasn't their life hasn't ended, but you know the story. Yeah. The story ends well.
Yeah.
So, but they're not quite sure where to start. Yeah.
And it is all about stories. And, you know, with the film workshop with Michael Bennett, you know, that was what was really interesting. He's also an author, and you know, he's a director and he's a producer. But you know, that workshop was focused on script writing to get it to screen.
Yeah.
And you know, so that's a whole nother world as well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, sort of thing. And it's different. So, I asked him that question, if you're a writer, can you just go straight into script writing? Mm. And he had the right thing to say that was get you into the mindset.
Yes.
And he made it sound a lot easier because it could go badly wrong.
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But he made it sound easy as long as you
keep
the focus.
Yeah, so there's lots of avenues, you know, with writing too as well. You know, now as you see, you know, we've got an online presence, so there's blogging is a really big thing too as well. And yeah, so Anne's one is just for, going back to Anne, she's it'll just for students 11 plus years. But yeah, watch the space. We are going to be definitely bringing more for adults too as
okay.
well.
So 11 to 18, we'd probably say.
Yeah, I guess so. Yep. And that's going to be the, so yeah, come along and yeah, basically 10 to 1, two sessions, Saturday and Sunday. And yeah, you can have a book.
So that's the whole thing,
like
write and illustrate. So yeah, it's the whole thing, structure the story.
Yeah, so she's going to be covering, and Anne's, she's a Ragnum publisher, she's a biographer and she's an editor and a writer. And she's got loads of experience with running these kids' workshops.
Okay.
So the workshop's going to cover essential techniques of like fiction writing, character development, creating a plot, you know, plotting, narrative, viewpoint, dialogue and description. And then there'll also be time for individual feedback. So those are our workshops, which, you know, and it was a little bit tricky to get this program together because even though we got the funding and everything was confirmed at the end of last year, we did a quick hooey to sort of say to the writing community, like, what do you want to see as part of this? And this was what sort of came out from it. And then it was Christmas time. And then it was holiday time.
And everything stopped.
And everyone disappeared.
I know.
So I was like, whoa, I still want to, we've got a program to run in February because that was our date.
And you can't get older people because they're like, oh, nah.
Yeah, no, I don't want to commit to anything.
Not at the moment. It's only just coming back into like focus now, really.
It is. Yeah, it really is.
Near the end of February, yeah.
Yeah, which is cool. And so, yeah, so it was awesome to be able to get these three, writers on board with the program at kind of short notice too as well.
And on the 1st of March, Kate Evans is launching her book, Feejoa.
Yes.
And I didn't know about Kate, but she's like an award-winning writer, I see.
Yeah. So in amongst that, I was looking and I was going, oh my God, who's Kate Evans? And she's doing a book launch and oh my God.
Yeah, so yeah, coincidentally over this sort of time period.
Yeah. And I gave Kate a call, talked to her about the program. She's really keen to be involved as well. But yeah, she is Kate, she's a nature writer, she's a freelance science journalist, she's a video producer. She currently writes features on science, nature. She's for New Zealand Geographic and other New Zealand magazines. She writes and reports for The Washington Post, National Geographic News, The Guardian, The Observer, Discover Magazine, you know,
And she's based here in Raglan.
And she's here in Raglan.
Actually, that is very Raglan. I mean, there were just constantly people appearing who do all sorts of things. Yeah.
There's lots of really cool, things.
Do we know, like, the title of the book is Feejoa.
Yeah.
Do we know? I don't know. I'm like, okay, so is it about fruit? Like, what?
It is. So it's her first book. It's a story of plants, people, obsession and belonging. And so Kate's launches this on the Friday the 1st.
A novel or a factual, because she's a science writer, isn't she?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. It's sort of like about her story and her passion with the Feejoa. It's going to have recipes in it, a history about the Feejoa. So
I'm going to talk to her as well next week. So
great.
Yeah, we'll find out more about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so there'll be tastings, you know, Feejoa, you know, things. So everyone's welcome along to that. That's at 6 o'clock.
It's Feejoa season.
Yes.
Yeah, of course it is. You could only release a book called Feejoa at this time of year.
Yes. Yeah. They're just about to come on sort of thing. Actually, they're seems to be a little bit late because usually around about now you're starting to see Feejoas. So.
Yeah, I saw someone online saying, oh, what's happened to my Feejoas this year? How's everyone else's? But I have seen them on plants. Yeah. So yeah, they're definitely on their way.
So we've got Kate as part of the program too as well, which is awesome. And from this as well, you know, with this database now that we've got. And then alongside that too as well, the gallery is going to be open from Friday through to Friday. This Friday, right, be open for a week, 7 days, and there'll be books, all these amazing books from these amazing authors.
The 30 or so local authors.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have got a lot more than one book. And so kids' books, novels.
Works. It's not going to be a full comprehensive library as such from each of the 31 authors because, as again, because of that, it was sort of like it's we had that break, so it's put some of them on the back foot where they actually have to do orders for their books.
Could you fit them all in anyway? I mean, some of them have got a lot of books.
We will do. We'll be making space. So there'll be, in the next pop-up, authors have put their orders in for their books and they'll be...
So when are you planning the next one? Do you have a date?
Yeah, we do. So we've got a few dates coming up, and our dates are the next one's going to be in April, 19th of April, the 30th of May, 18th of July, 16th of August, 13th of September,
right, okay,
and 15th of November. So there's seven in total. Right.
And they're going to just run for like a week?
Yeah, anywhere from 4 to 7 days. And so it'll be, the gallery will be open, and then running alongside that will be talks, discussions, writers in residency programs, there's the poetry competitions that we're doing, we're connecting with the schools as well. So there'll be, potentially something happening every day on one of those days that the pop-up's open.
It's nice to connect with the schools and nice for the kids to see the purpose of writing is not to give a piece of paper to your teacher who marks it. That's not the real reason you write.
Yes.
Yeah, the real reason is why these people are all writing.
Yeah. We had one of the kids at the workshop as well on Saturday.
At the film workshop? Screenwriters workshop.
And she's been going to... with Ruth's Raglan Theatre Academy. She's been one of the stars for quite a lot of Ruth's productions, but she's also a very passionate writer.
Right, okay, well that's another way to tap into it, isn't it?
Yeah, so I bumped into Ruth, I hadn't seen her for ages actually yesterday, so we were just talking about it and just, it's just awesome being able to provide these platforms for, students and for anyone of all ages to be able to sort of, have that platform to be able to connect and create.
Some of the writers I've interviewed over the last few years locally have, it's not something they started out doing. Or some of the artists as well.
Yeah.
Like for the Arts Festival, Arts Weekend, often they start quite late in life.
Yes.
When they just decide they just have to do it or the opportunity arose or that sort of thing. So,
And we've got, with the database now to 31 and there's still, more out there. So, again, if you're a writer or an author or publisher or anything to do and want to be connected with us, please, get in touch. We'd love to, we promise not to spam you or anything like that. And the reality is that we've also done a survey as well and just to see how much time people have got available to be able to, help develop them, shape the program too as well. And we've got some really good responses. But obviously, people are also really busy. Everyone's got, real jobs. So there just isn't able to have that time. But there's still, everyone's really wanting to support it. So.
Yeah, well, if you can create the infrastructure, and given that we're a tourist place, there's a potential market to tap into.
Yeah, but we've got another lady, Tina Shaw. She's going to bring a huge wealth of knowledge to the program. She's received fellowships because of her writing with Buddle Finlay Sargison Fellowship in Auckland during 1999. She's also won a scholarship with the Creative New Zealand Berlin Writers Residency and the University of Waikato Writer in Residency as well. She's also been a writer in residence in 2005. And then we've got another local who's currently completing a Master of Professional Writing at Waikato University, and she's doing a creative writing thesis supervised by Catherine Kidgey and Dr. Tracy Slaughter, and these are two amazing, incredible New Zealand writers. So, this is another talent pool, and these are, again, writers that are living here in Raglan.
That's good. So. Remember we used to have the Word Cafe here? We had that about three times, but that was like 10 years ago.
There's
always been an appetite for this sort of thing.
Yeah, and they organised the writers, Raglan Inkspillers as well. They did a festival ran a festival here, Book Writing, Read and Writers Festival, which was hugely successful. I mean, they had Witi Ihimera.
Ihimera.
Thank you, Aaron.
Was he here?
Yes. Who just randomly came along too as well.
Oh, he just turned up.
Yeah. So there's...
You hold a festival and
yeah,
you build it and he'll come.
Yeah. So you're not, we're not quite at that stage, again, because it's like funding, but when you've got those connections and everything, anything's possible, really, and people wanting to make things happen, so, yeah.
Mm, cool. All right. Well, folks, we've been talking to Jacqueline from the Old School and Whangaroa Writers' World, the current, are we calling it a festival this coming week? It's an event.
Yeah.
A series of events. Because now it sounds like a rolling program, now that you've explained, you know, the future over the next year or so.
Yeah.
So this is the first one, first part of it.
This is the first one. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I looked at it and I thought, it's not that many authors, but then you've got way more things planned.
Way more. So the next one will be happening in April, and yeah, we're looking at putting that together program. We've also got, Anne's already secured Mandy Hager. She's a well-known.
So I interviewed her for the Word Cafe about 8 years ago, something like that, Mandy.
Yeah.
She was very interesting to talk to. She's Nikki Hager's brother.
Right.
Yeah.
I wondered what the connection was there. Yeah.
So she was interested. Very interesting. We talked a little bit about Nikki, but her own stuff mostly.
So she's a winner of a Catherine Mansfield Award, and amongst loads of others. Anyway, so she's booked in for King's birthday weekend, which... for our pop-up program.
June.
Is that June? Yeah.
When you say King's birthday weekend, my brain closes down because
I know.
I've got a lifetime of saying Queen's birthday. But
I know, yeah. It is, yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah, there's going to be... It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
And that's just the start of it. Wait, we're just really excited about what else is bubbling away underneath. So,
watch this space.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome, Jacqueline. Well, look, thank you for coming in. Oh, and I should remind people... So Thursday night, tomorrow night, Lance King, Courage, Resilience and Failing Well. 23rd of Feb, Friday night, Steve Horn, Writing Journey. Then over the weekend, Anne Neville, this is for kids age 11 to 18, Write and Illustrate Your Own Book. And then Kate Evans' book launch on 1st of March. Oh, and the pop-up gallery ongoing over that whole period.
Yep, for the 7 days.
So that's, what time does the, is it, oh, 10 till 2, usual hours that the Old School is open.
Yeah. And during that pop-up, you know, we've got some of the authors that will actually be volunteering there in the gallery too as well. So come along, you might be surprised, and you'll get to actually meet and talk to one of the authors of the books that's for sale.
And you might see someone you know and didn't realise they were an author too.
Exactly.
That's on the cards, yeah. All right, Jacqueline, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Aaron.
All right, folks, we're going to have a little break now and some more music.